Welcome to this week's Business Victories podcast. This is Sherry Ruskus, and I am here to share with you this week's victory letter on confident learning. A great quote by Benjamin Franklin is that, "Tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn." Learning builds confidence. There is a great saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And isn't that why you're listening to this? We listen to podcasts all the time. Why isn't that why you do that? And even those that are reading the victory letter each week, it's why they're doing it as well, just to learn and to grow. Somewhere along the way, you decided you wanted to learn how to grow your business and or many other things that you want to make better in your life. This may surprise you, but I never went to college. For many years, this bothered me because I was supposed to have a degree. But quite frankly, I was so very, very, very ready to get out of high school and experience the world that I opted not to go to college. Besides the enormous expense of school, the thought of taking calculus, OMG, still makes my stomach turn at the thought of ever having to do that. And I knew that I would never use much of what would be taught to me in college, and yet there was so much about the world that I actually wanted to get in there, roll up my sleeves, and to learn. My realization about learning wasn't until starting my own business years later, when I was a wee 28 years old, and I discovered that some of my entrepreneurial heroes like Steve Jobs and Walt Disney, well, they didn't go to college either. This made me okay with my high school decision those years before that. Walt Disney, one of the most successful entrepreneurs of all time, he even dropped out of high school. Now, I'm not saying that these higher forms of education are not important for some people. It's just that they were simply not right for me. And I have spent my life constantly learning real results from so many wonderful real-world teachers that have become my mentors along the way. These mentors helped to build my confidence by allowing me not to get stagnant and keep adapting to the changes of life. And I don't know about you, but they seem to happen all the time. Some mentors paid me to work for them, and some I paid as I dove into the brilliance of their work, such as Thomas Leonard, who I mentioned in last week's letter about confidence and kindness. As we continue the journey into our mastermind principle of self-confidence, I want to share with you the importance of being a lifelong learner. Education, by no means, it just doesn't stop after whatever type of formal education each of us have had. Life itself has so much to teach us every single day. Oh boy, does it. Some days more than others. And each moment is waiting to teach us something if we let go of being, you know, a know-it-all. I already know everything there is to know. What else is there to learn? There's a ton. There is a ton. And I think that's one thing I'll just throw in here as a side note. With the web that we've found out that, you know, sometimes in the workshops that I teach, people will say, well, gosh, you know, why do people need my work? Because or need to learn from me because there's already so much out there. We've just really got hungry for learning more. The more, you know, we can go on the web and learn, and the more that is out there, it seems like the more that we want to learn. And so it's really important that we pay attention to that on both sides, right? Being the teacher and the student. Recently, I heard the idea of always having at least 5 learning experiences happening in your life at one time. The more I try to learn new things, again, the more I discover that learning makes me see so many more possibilities for my business and for my life, for that matter. So here are five topics that I'm currently learning that I thought I would share with you to maybe spark some things for you to think about that you may already be learning and have just you've just been doing it and not thinking about it, or just sparking some new ideas of things you might want to learn. So here are mine, my five things. Number one is I'm studying French right now. I've always wanted to visit Paris, and this year I'll be following through on this dream. And in preparation for my trip, every day I dedicate time to an app that helps me learn this language. And I have a ways to go, to be sure. So bonjour to French. Number two is public speaking. I belong to a group that supports speakers, and it's amazing that even though I have spoken on 100+ stages, I still continue to learn key tips from my peers. And actually, every time I get on the stage, it seems like I learn something new, either about myself, something new about what my audience might need, or just something new about the content that I'm delivering. I learn a lot from my audience along the way as well. Number three is the psychology of money. I frequently listen to some great audio books, and right now I'm just really in the thick of it. I've had a bunch that I'm listening to that dive into the topic of money and helps me to strengthen my relationship with money. I've watched a feeling of lack inhibit many business owners, clients, and without a doubt, myself along the way. It's one of those things as entrepreneurs, when we have so many question marks about what tomorrow might bring, it's something that you really've got to get your head around, because there's not necessarily a paycheck coming at the end of the week and those kind of things. Money is the transfer of energy, and that's really what I'm studying about right now. And our relationship to money is equal to those, how it's equal to those energy levels. The fourth thing that I'm learning right now is yoga. Now, I've taken yoga in the past, to be sure, but I've been away from it for a while, and I'm currently right now on day 34 of a 40-day yoga program at a local studio. And this program isn't just about going into yoga. It's a challenge where I'm being asked to incorporate my mind and spirit into my physical transformation that's happening through the yoga. And I'm learning how sore my muscles can get along the way as well. You know, this practice was and is a bit challenging, but by getting through it, I'm learning so much about what I'm capable of, and just that whole piece of challenging myself to, you know, like those days when I don't feel like going to a yoga class or diving into the reading materials that I'm learning, etc. I just, you know, I'm learning to push myself through, because I have a group, you know, it's accountability piece on this, because there's a group of us that are going through this together. And then finally, number five is Instagram. I dedicate time daily, both in learning new tricks and tips in Instagram, and by using it, again, it's another one, by using it as well. It's really my favorite social media platform, and it's really helping to grow my audience and my creativity. It's what I love about Instagram so much, is that I feel like of all the social media platforms, it's really one where you can hang out with other creatives, whether for me it's gardening and photography and other entrepreneurs. So it's just learning how to best get my message out into the world. And about a year ago, I decided, you know what? I want to learn as much as I can, and I want to be able to teach Instagram for other business owners. So I offer, which if you go to our website at businessvictories.com and go to our workshops page, you can see different events that are going on around that. But it's reinstalled in me the belief that if you want to learn something more deeply, to teach it. that is really the big thing. So that, as I'm teaching these workshops, every single workshop, just like I was saying about public speaking, every single workshop that I do, I'm just learning more and more about the ins and outs of Instagram and in my daily practice with it. So it's pretty cool to be able to do that. So those are my five things. What are the five things that you're focused on learning right now? These can be topics that you are either developing or want to develop in your life right now. Write this list down and put it somewhere where you can see it often. Because, you know, sometimes you can't, depending on what your load in life is, maybe you can only do three things right now. Maybe you're in the thick of raising kids or there's other big responsibilities, but just have a list, running list, so that as you check things off, you could take on another thing as the time opens itself to you. Maybe you give up a little YouTube time or TV time and it can really make a difference. And then really start to dive in on those topics. And experience is the best teacher. Every day we learn something new, right? So keep yourself accountable and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is Sherry, Cheri, at businessvictories.com. And I would love to know what are the things you're learning right now? What are the things that are important to you and your life? And if you would like some additional business confidence, as I am recording this on Monday, the 11th of February, we will be doing, which we do every single month. So again, when you go to our workshops or events page, you can see what upcoming masterminds are coming up. This month, we're actually talking about confidence, and it's coming up on Monday, the 11th. And just please go over to that page for anybody who's actually looking at our blog post page right now. At the very bottom of the page, there's a registration link for you to do that. So that's it for this week. To your successes and victories. Again, I'm Sherry Ruskus signing off, Chief Encouragement Officer here at Business Victories. And I hope that you are finding the victories that you need in your life this week. Take care.